The show built for you, a nation of music fans.
Here we go!
The best of the stuff you know and love, and breaking tracks from your next favorite artists. On air, online, and streaming across the globe.
Yeah.
Unlock, plug in, turn up.
London Live, baby.
What a night to be alive. Happy Monday, precious peaches. I sincerely hope you had a wonderful weekend. For those of you out there who had 4 days off, like me, could not believe my luck. I listened to so much music over the 4 days, and I had a plane ride as well. And you know how much better music sounds when you're in an airplane? So wonderful. I am joined in studio by so many delightful, good-looking producers tonight, one of whom has got a microphone. I don't know how it happened. Producer Draco.
Yep.
What did you do over the weekend? What was the highlight? Just quickly.
I got super burnt when I went to visit Byron
Bay. That's what I wanted you to say.
Yeah.
Producer Drake was wearing a white linen shirt, and he is so sunburned that I can see the sunburn through the linen shirt.
I have lily white Nicole Kidman skin, and literally I went for a walk because I got to get them good photos for Instagram. Went on a little... Actually, there's one on my Instagram right now. And it's I just got so burnt in about half an hour.
Amazing, amazing. Well, it's good to have you here. I'm glad you made it to work. We've got a great show planned for you tonight. Brand new. You are Major Lazer featuring Nicki Minaj. Plus, we're chatting with Martin Garrix, one of the biggest DJs in the world. But first, let's get into our trending 10.
Ash London's trending 10.
I mean, we did have four days off, and for a lot of us, it was a great time to rest and rejuvenate and relax. But unfortunately, it's been a sad weekend. There is a lot of stuff happening in the world that has made me genuinely sad. This morning, I woke up, I looked at my Twitter feed, I looked at the news of the world and how much racism and hate and fear-mongering and sadness there is in the world. And I thought, you know what? What do you even do with this, you know? And I think for me, the way that I deal with it is my happy place, which is music. And I think music is a powerful, beautiful, wonderful thing. And one of my favorite artists in the world did something. It's like he knew I was having a sad morning because once I discovered this, everything was kind of looking a bit happier. So we all can remember a beautiful cartoon that so many of us enjoyed as a child. And when I play this theme song, it'll all come back to you. I'm talking about Arthur. What animal was he supposed to be?
An aardvark.
Which is also an anteater, right?
No, different animal.
They're different?
Aardvark, anteater.
Two different things.
Yes.
Okay. Well, wonderful show. Talk about tolerance, learning to live and play and get along with each other.
Yeah,
we could all learn from that.
Because they're all different animals.
All different animals. But they love each other. They accepted each other. And when some of the animals didn't have somewhere to live because they were fearing retribution or war, Arthur's family opened up their doors and they said, you can come. I don't know if that actually
happened.
Well,
that's a different show.
If someone did need somewhere to live, Arthur and his sister DW, what a stupid bloody name.
Dora Winifred.
What was it?
Dora Winifred, that was her name. So Chance the Rapper went on the Colbert Show with Ziggy Marley, Bob Marley's son, the original writer of the track, and they did their own version.
It's a simple message and it comes from the heart. Believe in yourself. That's the place to start. I'm gonna get by when I'm gonna get rough. I'm gonna love life till I'm done growing up. And when I'm going down, I'ma go down swinging. My heart's still smiling and my heart's still singing. Gonna get by when I'm gonna get rough. I'm gonna love life till I'm done growing up. And when I'm going down, I'ma go down swinging. My heart's still smiling and my heart's still singing.
And that is the power of music, that in a horrible, sad weekend, we can hear songs like that and they encourage us to not go down without a fight and use our voice wisely. And I encourage all of you to use your voice in whatever way you can, in whatever incarnation that is. Let's kick off the music with our man Chance. The track is All Night. He's with Knox Fortune. It kicks off our trending 10. This is Ash London Live. Welcome for the ride.
Big fella, you drunk, big fella. Two sips and now you want to trip, big fella.
Ash London Live.
Well, we are very excited to have new music from Martin Garrix and have the man himself on the phone. Welcome to Ash London Live.
Thank you.
Now, where are you calling us from in the world right now and what amazingly fun thing are you doing?
I'm right now in Amsterdam and I just left the studio and I'm about to do more interviews.
Ooh, what have you been doing in the studio? Anything super exciting?
I'm just working on new material. I'm going back on tour halfway February.
Yeah.
And then I'm doing South America and Australia, of course. So I want to prepare a bunch of new music to test out.
Amazing. In these periods when you are in the studio, how many hours a day are you actually in there? Like, do you have a life outside of the studio when that's kind of the focus?
Yeah, I try to combine it. I feel like everything in life, balance is the most important thing. So what I try to balance the most is studio time with friends and family, and of course just time by myself to relax and to get some rest.
Lovely. What does Martin Garrix relaxing look like? Are you like, do you play chess? Do you get a mani-pedi? I mean, what's the deal?
I sleep.
Nice. That's like my favorite activity in the whole world.
Amazing.
We were recently in Amsterdam. We went to the Netherlands for the European Music Awards. Now, here in Australia, everybody knows Martin Garrix, but in Holland, you are like a demigod over there. You are like super famous. Can you even walk around or do you literally get harassed? Because everywhere we went, people were talking about you. When you hit the stage, there was a standing ovation. That must feel pretty cool.
It feels weird because I grew up here.
Yeah.
I don't know. And luckily, Dutch people are very, very calm. They're very, like, very respectful. So sometimes I get stopped for a photo, but it's not that I get attacked.
Yeah.
No crazy things.
People are chill. I like that about Holland.
Yeah, I like that too.
The new single is Scared to Be Lonely with Dua Lipa. What an incredible track. Her vocal is absolutely ridiculous. Did you know specifically that you wanted her for this track, or was it a co-write, or did you just come on just to do the vocals at the end? What did the process look like?
I had this idea for a song, and it had a demo single on it. And then I was just brainstorming with the team, and Dua Lipa was on my list of people who I would love to collaborate with. But because of her previous songs, I didn't know if she would be down to like collaborate on like an electronic song.
Yeah.
But then I sent her the record, and she FaceTimed me, and she totally crushed the vocals.
Yes.
And then lots of sending back and forth. We finally had a version.
Does
where
that
we
mean,
were like, okay, this is the one we're going to release.
Amazing. Does that mean you've never met her?
I met her at the video shoot. That was actually crazy. I met her on FaceTime and through text and this record. But the first time I actually saw her in real life was when the track was finished and when we were shooting a music video.
So amazing. I haven't seen the video yet. Can you give us a hint as to what it looks like? What's going on in the video?
I'm having a lot of fun and I end up lonely. That's the video.
You're having fun and you're lonely. That sounds like my kind of Friday night in by myself. Ain't nothing wrong with that, Martin Garrix. Well, we are about to get the track on the air here in Australia for an Australian radio first play. Would you like to introduce the track?
Let's do it.
Go for it.
Hey, it's Martin Garrix, and this is my new single, together with Dua Lipa, called Scared to Be Lonely, on Ash London Live.
Around the nation, on air. This is Ash London Live.